Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At the point, Vlasic turns it over. Here's a chance for Alex Tuck on a break. Tuck to the net, scores! Alex Tuck with the goal, and he's got himself a hat trick. 6-2 Buffalo.
Alex Tuck with the hat trick goal. And hey, sometimes like me, you got to have a cupcake. That yes. was a soft goal that should have been saved, but you take, because they don't ask how, they ask how many.
Yep.
And Tuck with a pivotal goal in that one, because there were starting to be threats of the comeback creeping in everyone's heads. Like, dude, Chicago's clawing their way back into this thing, and you're like, don't do this.
I'd be lying to you if I wasn't thinking it myself.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Well, because I'd said it out loud with. And, like, I'm just like, there's no, like, this isn't Colorado. They're not going to give up the 4-0 lead. And then it's 4-2, and they're looking good, and they've got a power play. And
plenty
I'm like,
of time on the clock,
and I'm
too.
Like, oh, Derek, you're jinxing powers. They're working again.
And they're once again working against you.
And they're once again making me look like a fool. But luckily, Alex Tuck jumps out of the penalty box and scores from, like, the far part of the circle to the right.
Yeah. And
short
give him-
side. And that's a goal that you should have as a save in the NHL. And that's why Chicago is Chicago.
I'm not complaining, though. I'm not going to complain.
Not complaining.
But, and then
that
credit
was,
to
that
Tuck,
was,
too.
That
you
was
know.
Huge, though.
He really stepped it up, and especially in his post-game press conference when he said, yeah, stupid penalty I took there. Like, he's like, I knew the circumstance. I knew the, you know, the buzz around the building. That was going on. It's a 4-2 game. I just took a penalty with plenty of time remaining in the third period. Then he comes right back out of the box and scores a goal. Like you said, probably should have been saved, I would think.
Really should have been saved.
But, they don't ask how. They just ask how many.
Yeah, Soderblom didn't do a great job with that one. And that also was like one of those rare times where the Sabres chased a goaltender and they got away with it. Because they've had the weirdest history this year of chasing goaltenders and then having that come back to bite them.
And it was Colorado with Georgiev. And I saw some Avalanche fans on Twitter calling him Forgiev because he gave up four goals in, what was it, under 10 minutes?
Yep.
And they were just clowning on their own goalie. And then here comes...
Well, yeah, he does do that, though. Like, ever since that acquisition from the Rangers, Georgiev has not been a quality player. But no, so the Sabres, it's big that they did this. It's big that they got these two wins. And now it is it's not as crazy fanfare this time of if a tree falls in the woods, do you hear it?
Right.
Because a couple weeks ago, Bills were playing the Lions in what is being slated as one of the games of the year.
And
the
100%.
Sabres, and the Sabres would be playing in Toronto against the Maple Leafs. If a tree falls in the woods, do you hear it? The Sabres, the tree fell in the woods. And they gave up a lead to Toronto like within 2 minutes
right.
and then proceeded to lose the game. This time, they've got St. Louis, a little tougher competition than what you just faced these last two games between the Blackhawks and the Islanders, and but also at the same time, the easiest game you're going to have in this four-game road trip. But if you can set the tone, that'd be huge. Bills-Jets is not Bills-Lions.
Right.
That said, it's not watching the Sabres, which they have to, again, contend with a Bills game on a Sunday for the second time in 3 weeks.
But so, hey, you know, back-to-back Sabres wins, I think if the tree fell in the woods, people are going to hear it. You got the Bills either in the 2 or the 3 seed. We know that already.
Well, it will be if they win one of these next two games, it is the 2 seed.
Right.
And honestly, try to clamp it up as quickly as you can. And personally, selfishly, go slap around Aaron Rodgers one last time.
Why
please.
Not?
Please. Please.
The Netflix man.
Do it for me. Personally, do it for Derek Kramer.
Do it for the sanity of Western New York.
Do it for Derek Kramer exclusively.
Do it for Derek. I love that. But if they do win against St. Louis, that also ties.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. Just slap around Aaron Rodgers. That's not as catchy as All I Want for Christmas Is You. No, All I Want for Christmas is to beat the hell out of Aaron Rodgers.
That might be more catchy than the Mariah Carey song. One would argue, but yeah, I'm thinking, you know, if the Sabres...
They're going to have to throw me into an iceberg and then melt me when Thanksgiving ends.
Iceberg? Was that the bottom of the Atlantic reference talking about the Sabres?
No.
The Titanic?
No. It's just Mariah Carey has now been frozen.
Oh, yes.
She'll return after Halloween.
Yeah, she'll come back Halloween. Yes. Depending on who you talk to, maybe after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
She'll be defrosted.
Yes.
I guess you could say.
Yeah, she'll be defrosted for the Christmas season. She's been put back into the freezer storage.
Yeah. She'll be preserved there.
She's back in the Arctic.
Up in the circle. Up in the North Pole with Santa Claus and Rudolph and all those characters. I don't know. Maybe you'll run into... maybe you'll run into Papa Elf from the movie Elf. He's probably up there with listening to Mariah Carey 24/7.
Yeah. So, but again, the Bills against the Jets.
It's going to be a good game.
I hope not. I hope the Bills just destroy them.
I meant for the sanity of Western New York.
Yes.
I think it'll be a good game.
Especially because, you know, Bills fans were a little on tilt with the New England game and how that played out. But that is a case of, again, you don't ask how many.
Right.
And it's that matters in this sort of sense with getting the 2 seed and having a chance to lock that up.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
And possibly play the weakest of the competition when it comes to the wild card.
Do you think it's better that the Bills would go in as the 2 seed? They don't
yes.
have the spotlight on them as they would maybe Kansas City. Number one overall?
I think because of how things have shaped out, there's only one dynamic that could make everything drastically different. And it has nothing to do with the Bills. It has to do with the Steelers and the Ravens.
That's big, yeah.
Pittsburgh and Baltimore fighting for the AFC North. Baltimore now has the inside track, but they don't have it clinched.
Right. And who would have thought Pittsburgh would come all the way?
Pittsburgh is here at 10-6, Baltimore at 11-5.
It's still anybody's division.
It is, but it is tricky because Pittsburgh gets the Bengals, and I accidentally just closed out of Baltimore's tab because I went to go click on it, and I clicked that nice little X. Good job.
But it is an AFC North.
But Baltimore gets the Browns.
Oh, okay.
And that's the problem is that when it comes to quality of opponent, Pittsburgh fans are hoping for you got to beat a Cincy team that's tough offensively, and you're going to have to get yourself into a shootout to win that game. Baltimore gets Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
If they lose that game with something on the line, A, that could do some damage to the MVP discourse, and God forbid everyone just, like, take shelter.
Right.
But two, I said A and two. Good job.
B.
And B, more importantly, it changes the dynamic of the playoff picture again.
No, it really does. Or the overall morale of the team.
Because 3-5, swap.
And if Baltimore loses to Cleveland, good luck selling that this team could win 4 straight and win the Super Bowl.
And the thing is that they're also playing hot right now. They are
right.
One of the best teams in the league. They are one of the more consistent teams in the league right now. They're doing what Buffalo did. They've started together 35, 34, 31. So they're scoring. And their defense is playing better. It is against offenses like the Giants, the Steelers, and the Texans. But the big thing is that playoff-wise, it looks different.
Yeah.
Because if things go the way that they should on paper, like with the highest seeds and winning and all that, if Buffalo does what they do, they handle their business with the 7 seed. If Baltimore's the 3, it's Buffalo and Baltimore. Round in Buffalo.
And we've seen that before.
And the thing is that a lot of people will be a little scared about that because of what Derrick Henry did in particular against Buffalo in week 4.
That would be very valid, I would think, too. But Buffalo has weapons as well.
The other dynamic is, on a more fun scale, and this was the case up until just this past week, if Pittsburgh holds on to the AFC North, now they have to steal it back. So now if Pittsburgh steals back the AFC North crown, it's Buffalo-Pittsburgh if everything works the way that it should on paper. And then Baltimore probably just beats Houston, and they have to go to Kansas City in the divisional round while Buffalo hosts Pittsburgh.
And then you're talking about another revenge type of game there Baltimore had that game against Kansas City in the palm of their hands. They just kept dropping the ball, literally. Literally, they kept dropping the ball.
And a toe fractionally out of bounds.
Who could forget?
So, now you're looking at this one more way. There's also, say the Steelers win the division.
Yeah.
Baltimore wins, and say the Steelers lose to like an LA Chargers or something. Then it still becomes Baltimore come to Buffalo for the divisional round. So it is funny how everything works. But that is a dynamic that can make it change.
Yes. But we do know also.
But 3, 5, 6, and 7 have a lot of movement that can happen. Pittsburgh, the greatest variable of all of them. They can be as high as 3 and as low as 7. But they are in the playoffs.
Right.
There is more to it, the dynamic with the postseason and everything else of the sort. But it is going to become, this gets real juicy, and the Bills are going to have likely Baltimore in their sights in the second round.
Oh, it is. It is going to be juicy for sure, but you're also looking at where can the Buffalo Bills dominate, and it's that sneaky little spot, the 2 or 3 seed, that really doesn't have a ton of pressure on them. I mean, Josh Allen, it seems like he always has pressure on him, unnecessary, for no reason.
The Bills will have a lot of, the thing is that you talk about the pressure, and here's the thing. Say it's Buffalo-Baltimore in the divisional round.
Yeah.
Who has more pressure on them? Oh. The answer there is Buffalo, because that's the round they can't get out of.
That is true. Very true.
The Ravens have been to an AFC Championship game. They were literally there last year. The thing is that Baltimore, as opposed to Buffalo, they've also had a lot more variance on when they lose. They have lost in the wild card before with Lamar Jackson there. They have lost in the divisional round. They have lost in the AFC Championship game. Whereas Buffalo, it is, more times than not, the AFC divisional round.
Yep, second round.
So if Baltimore comes to Buffalo, the pressure's on the Bills, because that's the round you can't get out of. And the one time they did get out of it, it was against Baltimore.
That's right. Who could forget the 101-yard interception return for a touchdown?
But we'll shift focus now, coming up, as we look at the rest of the playoff picture, as it is getting very interesting. Like I said, there's dynamic between the AFC wild card, the NFC divisional races that still have to go on. And we'll break that down coming up next here. Derek Kramer, Trevor Howard in for Joe Kelly to finish up the show. Evan's on the board with the updates. You're listening to Sports Talk Saturday, as always, right here on WGR.